7869. I am on Hall Boulevard, coming up on 5th.
Yeah, hey Jason, got your request to talk. What can I do for you?
So I've got a very frustrating situation here. I've got a guy, he is drunk as all gets out. Stinks to high heaven of booze. He wants a DHS office. He doesn't know what office. He just wants a DHS office. I keep asking him to sit down. He won't sit down. I keep telling him, well, you should probably talk to somebody that speaks your own language because I don't understand what you're trying to get to. And he just keeps telling me DHS, and I don't speak English. And I can't get him to do nothing. And it's, going a little nuts here on this one.
7869, are you still there?
7869, yes I am. I just left Hall in 5th.
Alright, yeah. You kind of cut out there for a minute. I'm trying to see where the closest DHS is to you. But that way it's not going to work. So...
I don't even know what to do because I can't even explain anything to him. All he keeps telling me is I don't speak English. So, I mean, I'm lost on this one. Most of the time somebody in the back chimes up and says, hey, this is what you do. These guys aren't saying jack squat. And I'm up here just scratching my head.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm kind of doing the same here. Because you don't really have one close to you or going, but I can possibly try to get a supervisor to come and chat, but I'm not entirely sure what they're going to do either.
Yeah, you know what? I'm one stop out of Beaverton, D.C. Let's just leave this with me, and this guy's just going to have to figure it out on his own, I guess. I don't think you probably should be going to the DHS office when you're drunk off your tail end anyway.
That is probably the truth there. If you have any more issues or any other problems, give me a call, and I will try to do a better job of solving them this time.
No worries, boss. You did a great job. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You as well. Hope your day gets better, and we'll be clear at 1459.